Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The House has held six votes, three today and three yesterday, and still failed to elect a speaker.
No member-elect, having received a majority of the votes cast, a speaker has not been elected.
Now there's a break for several hours. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane explains why these votes are so important.
Until they choose a speaker, there is no sitting U.S. House of Representatives. The members-elect haven't taken the oath of office. The position second in line to the presidency behind the vice president is vacant. And for Kevin McCarthy and the opposition in his own party, there is no clear path forward today.
The president is also weighing in on the instability in the House.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. President Biden says the House's inability to choose a speaker embarrasses the country. Today he appeared in Kentucky with that state's senior senator.
Senator Mitch McConnell. Mitch, it's great to be with you.
The appearance on the banks of the Ohio River was meant to be a demonstration of how the two parties can work together.
We have to find common ground.
The event celebrated the $1.6 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure law that will go to repair a heavily trafficked bridge connecting Covington, Kentucky with Cincinnati.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an emergency declaration as parts of the state brace for a major storm system that's moving into the region. Director of the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, Nancy Ward.
If the storm materializes as we anticipate, we could see widespread flooding, mudslides, and power outages in many communities.
The mastermind of the Varsity Blues college admission scandal was sentenced this afternoon.
Rick Singer, who helps celebrities and the wealthy get their children into schools using fraudulent SAT scores and embellishing their qualifications, was given 3.5 years in prison. Among those caught up in the scandal were actresses Lori Loughman and Felicity Huffman, along with coaches from numerous schools. The scandal came to light when authorities learned a Yale soccer coach offered to help someone get into the school in exchange for cash. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
There's a new possible cure for teen depression, but it is not exactly groundbreaking.
The potential cure for your teen's depression could be this. Exercise. A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association says teenagers who exercised at least 3 days a week improved their mental health. The Hong Kong researchers say exercise releases those positive hormones, endorphins, and also improves brain plasticity, helping kids escape negative thought patterns. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Wall Street closed with gains. The Dow finished up 133 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin System.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, January 5th. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room in Wisconsin Rapids. The Operations Committee meeting, originally scheduled for January 2nd, will be held Thursday, January 5th at 9 a.m. at the Courthouse in Room 114. The Planning and Zoning Department is holding a special meeting at 9:30 a.m. by teleconference to have a general discussion on upcoming broadband grant opportunities. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Human Resources Committee will hold their meeting at 4 p.m. in the Portage County Annex, Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will hold their meeting at 4 p.m. at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. Lows around 30. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 32. Chance for snow showers tomorrow night. Lows around 15.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
About to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Hump Day Devil's Advocates Happier Happy Hour, and it gets happier all the time. Thank you, Ben Wickler, Democratic Party Chair, for joining us in the last hour. And now we got a fine guest. He's a friend of ours. He's Bill Press, pundit, podcaster, and very prescient. Bill Press, you were so out front the Kevin McCarthy issue. Dude, you were saying this like a year ago, like Kevin McCarthy will never be Speaker. And man, have you been right on this one? I love a man who's right. I'm gonna favor you over Dom for a while.
Hey, Bill, welcome back, man.
Well, happy New Year to both of you. Number
thank
one,
you too.
And number two, thank you for recognizing the fact. I told you, save the tape. I want to say the sweetest four words in the English language. I told you so.
And you did, Bill. You got it right on the money, but. But, it's only been six votes. They could go on for days like this.
I know. It's not over yet. I mean, you have to say there is the now ever more remote possibility, you know, that I just saw they came out of a meeting and the moderates were saying we had a good meeting. You know what I call that? I think that's BS. That's Kevin McCarthy. After every loss, he says the next time we're going to get to 218. Right. So I think that's just talk. But I have to admit, there's this remote possibility he could still pull it off. But I don't think it's going to happen. And my prediction I come back to is, and there, I just saw that Ken Buck says, you know, we can't go on like this forever. It's time to start looking for somebody else. And he said, maybe Steve Scalise. I think part of my prediction was no McCarthy, but will end up being Steve Scalise. It's not going to be Jim Jordan. It's not going to be this guy McDonald's that none of us have ever heard of. It's not going to be Andy Biggs. I think they'll come back and just, you know, it's like that group of senators that went down and told Nixon, you're not going to make it, man. You better get out of here. They're going to meet them with Kevin McCarthy and say, back to Bakersfield, dude, you know, and convince Steve Scalise he's got to take the job. By the way, who the hell wants that job?
Right. Well, Bill, let me point out, there's still the improbable Hail Mary from the Democratic side. Now, the Democrats know Hakeem Jeffries is not going to be the speaker this term, but they could make Kevin McCarthy the speaker. And in fact, Brad Sherman, a Democrat from California, is floating the idea that they could basically be more willing negotiating partners with Kevin McCarthy than the intransigent Republicans. But what Democrats would want is no government shutdowns, no debt limit crisis, you know, some logical restraints on, you know, Republican governance. Could you see a deal like that? I know it seems implausible, but could a deal like that come together?
Hell no. Okay. First of all, Brad Sherman's a friend of mine. He lives, I can see the back of his house, right out my window, right? So he lives right around the corner. Known him, California, right? I was California Democratic chair. He was member of the Board of Equalization. So we worked well together, and I helped him get elected the first time. But he's wrong about this. Why should Democrats help Kevin McCarthy, right? I mean, come on. And that's what they're saying. Well, if Democrats would only vote for McCarthy, that might be better than, you know, like somebody else. Kevin McCarthy is about as conservative as you can get. What is he called for, right? He said he's going to investigate Hunter Biden. He's going to investigate Joe Biden, right? He's going to investigate the Secretary of Homeland Security. He wants a nationwide ban on abortion. I mean, you can't. And he also says he wants to shut down the government and no more spending deals and no money for Ukraine. You're going to help that dude? No, no way. So the idea that, which has been floated, that the Democrats would just not show up, right? So the number comes down and Kevin McCarthy doesn't need 218. Maybe he can squeak by with 212 or 211 or something. There's no way that Democrats will, I believe, say certainly should not help Kevin McCarthy any way whatsoever. He's the enemy.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. He's our friend, Bill Press. Thanks for coming around once again, Bill. So the influence or lack thereof of the former president, Bill, I want to get your take on this. So, you know, Kevin's my guy. Then Trump last night waffling perhaps a little bit, came out today strong for Kevin. Yeah. But with every subsequent vote, like, Kevin's getting further and further away from his goal. What does that say about the influence of the former president, in your opinion, Bill?
I think it says, by the way, that is true. This is my Kevin, right?
Yeah.
My Kevin, who after losing his senses maybe for like 3 minutes and blaming Donald Trump correctly for January 6th, then he said, oh my God, I went off the rails. So he hops on a plane and he runs down to Mar-a-Lago and kisses Donald Trump's ass and makes up with him and everything. What did that get him? Got him nothing. Donald Trump didn't do anything to help him at all until this morning. And suddenly he realizes, oh my God, this is going to look bad if my guy doesn't win. It's too late, dude. Too late. I think it shows that the influence of Donald Trump, really, the kingmaker of job. We saw that in the midterms. So many, yeah, his candidates, his Senate candidates, lost. Mitch McConnell says why they lost the Senate, because Donald Trump put up the worst possible candidates, and the only reason he did is because they agreed to promulgate the lie, repeat the lie, that Donald Trump won the 2020 election. So I think Donald Trump's influence is shot, Scott. And anybody who thinks that that's good enough to win an election anymore, it might have been a couple of years ago in the Republican primary. It's not today. Yeah.
Bill, in defense of...
You have two losers, you know? You got Donald Trump and Kevin McCarthy, the two biggest losers in the Republican Party. And by the way, just if, and I still don't think it's going to work, Kevin McCarthy does squeak through. I mean, what kind of a speaker is he going to be? What kind of power will he be? He's not going to be running the Republicans in the House. These 20 crazy guys are going to be running the House. They've proven that they can get anything they want out of Kevin McCarthy, and he cannot oppose them.
I would say, in defense of Kevin McCarthy, you talk about why would a Dem come over? This is the enemy, and all these things he said he would do. He is Kevin McCarthy. He'll say anything to try to get the speakership, Bill. At least that's my impression. It's great to see, and I guess I'm not surprised to see the Republican Party in disarray like they are, Bill. And they brought it on themselves, and all those kinds of things. But I'm wondering how worried should we be like right now on a geopolitical scale? If something terrible goes on around the world right now, you know, are we as a country prepared to respond like adults? I'm concerned about that, Bill. What's your thought?
I'm not too worried about that. Look, this is going to work itself out one way or the other by the end of the week, right? I think, or even if it takes 2 weeks, it's going to work itself out. There will be some kind of leader in the House. And I think what it shows is that more and more initiation of legislation and success and is going to be in the Senate. Look, let's not forget the split screen today, right?
Yeah, totally.
Kevin McCarthy, chaos in the House, Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden talking about how important the infrastructure legislation was. Now, you put those side by side, and I think it's pretty clear what the American people want to see is they want to get stuff done, right? They understand there's got to be compromise. They want to get stuff done. Joe Biden's getting stuff done.
Bill, let's talk about that for a minute. Joe Biden had 7 major pieces of legislation so far during his presidency, 5 of them bipartisan. Is McConnell slipping? That's the question I would ask, Bill.
Is McConnell what?
Slipping. Why would he let Joe have this success? That doesn't seem like the turtle senator from Kentucky.
He sees the writing on the wall, Crudy.
I have to say, Mitch McConnell is now, he's not the longest living Republican leader in the House for nothing, right? He's a wily old dude that I disagree with on almost everything. But survival, he's got it down, right? Survival for him and survival for his party. And I think he knows. I mean, look, building new bridges, building new highways, right? Or repairing the ones that we got. New sewer systems, new clean water systems. All of that is that's good stuff, right? That sells to voters, Democrats and Republicans.
I'm less convinced to Republican primary voters. Here's a bold prediction I've made, Bill. Donald Trump will be your 2024 Republican nominee. As much as they hate that, he will be the nominee and that craven party will come crawling back.
You're not necessarily wrong. I must say, I hope he is.
Me too.
Because I want to see Joe Biden humiliate him even more. The last time it was 7 million votes, I'd like it to be 20 million votes. Yeah, and just squash that bug forever, right?
But you can see the math.
And Trump and Trumpism forever.
But Bill, you could see a bunch of candidates jumping in the pool in Donald Trump. Whether or not, you know, he's on the outs with the party, he's still the figurehead of the party. He could still pull off 35% and winner take all primaries. He runs the table and suddenly he's your nominee.
Let me just say, that's why I say you're not entirely wrong. Republicans are dumb enough to do that all over again.
If I was entirely wrong.
And I hope they do. I hope they do.
If I was entirely wrong, I'd declare myself a Republican. Bill Press, our good friend. Buddy, stick around. I got a few more questions for you. I want more bold predictions out of you. Come back. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a friend of ours. Bill, did you drop a new one yesterday? New podcast?
A new podcast, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Who's your guest this week?
No, Hunter Walker. Hunter Walker, you know, he's now back at Talking Points Memo.
Well, hold that thought. Bill, I didn't give you enough time. Right. I screwed it up. Come back, more Devils. I'll keep screwing it up for you.
Don't flip a coin and let the odds of heads or tails decide which bank you choose to work with for your home loan. Huddle with the mortgage professionals at Key Savings Bank, 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and the town of Rome. You'll find experienced coaches who will help pull together your game plan. No out-of-bounds advice or pump fake offers. You just get that all-important home field advantage. Key Savings Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Key Savings Bank.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views. Yes, I
got. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bill Press, he's a podcaster, he's a pundit, he's a prognosticator. He's sticking around for another segment. Thank you, Bill. Lamenting poor Mike Kevin McCarthy and his six losses today. Well, he did get one vote, Bill. George Santos apparently has cast his vote. this guy who, if that's his real name, we don't know. How does a guy like this get elected, and how the hell does this guy stay in Congress, Bill?
Well, first of all, my column in the Hill newspaper yesterday, the headline was George Santos for Speaker. Yeah. Because, to me, he represents everything the Republican Party stands for today, right? Which is, don't tell the truth about anything. And if they were looking for somebody who best embodies the Donald Trump Republican Party, to me, it's George Santos. It's just that his lies, there are many of them, as you point out, you know, everything he said about his family or his career or whatever is all a lie. But they're not quite on the scale of the lies of Donald Trump, right? So he's got to grow up. I mean, but Donald Trump told the bigger lies, but next to him, it's George Santos. Unbelievable. I want to know, how the hell did the New York Democratic Party not spot this guy as a phony from the beginning? He ran 2 years ago, was a joke, and this time they sort of, I think, took for granted that such a lightweight could not win, right? And they blew it.
Bill,
I don't know. So he's, look, he's not in Congress yet because he can't be sworn in because there's no speaker.
Well, that was my two-part question. One is going to be another opportunity to tell us who your fine podcast guest was. The other one is, if there is no effectively sworn-in Congress, does the House of Representatives even exist right now, Bill? You know, been sworn in. The staff stops getting paid about 10 days from now. At some point, they stop functioning as a government unless they recognize themselves through the election of a speaker.
I wouldn't get too worried about that. The democracy is going to collapse because Kevin McCarthy can't get 218 votes, right? I pointed, Brad Sherman's house is that way, right? So our bedroom is up there, right? And we can see...
That's where the magic happens, Bill.
We can see the Capitol Dome. And when I see at nighttime the light on the Capitol Dome, meaning they're still there in business, I get worried, right? So if they can't do anything right now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But the truth of it is, the House of Representatives, as a functioning body, does not exist today. They cannot do anything. They can't assign people to committees. They can't assign, technically, they can't assign people to where their offices are, even though Kevin McCarthy moved in to the Speaker's office a day early. That could have been his fatal mistake, right? They can't do anything. So they can't swear in new members. They can't even have ceremonial swearings in.
Well, and I gotta be honest. You know, some of these Republicans, Bill, they make a little sense in this regard. You know, the money and the politics and all, you know, some of that argument. I think there's some bipartisan efforts. People, you know, people want to get some money out of government. But Matt Gaetz, what, wrote a letter to the landlord of D.C. or whatever the case was and said, hey, how is the guy who got less votes than Hakeem Jeffries able to move in to the Speaker's office? I'm thinking, well, you don't even need to be an elected to Congress to serve in the speakership, Bill. I'm thinking about going and squatting myself. I mean, I got just as much chance, don't I?
You have as much right to squat there as Kevin McCarthy does.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I thought Matt Gaetz was right on that point. And by the way, back, that's again part of Kevin's problem. He wants it so bad that all he's about is wanting to be Speaker. Anything else goes, nothing else matters, doesn't believe in anything else. He'll do anything, as you said earlier, for that. The podcast, here's my shameless plug for the podcast. Hunter Walker, one of the best investigative reporters out there today. Anyhow, so Hunter's the one who dug into the, he's got sources in the January 6th committee, and he's the one who uncovered this trove of texts between Mark Meadows, all about January 6th, and Republican members of Congress. So it wasn't just Donald Trump who was stirring this stuff up. There were 34 Republican members of Congress who sent over 400 texts to Mark Meadows with all these conspiracy theories about how to keep Donald Trump in office and how to prevent Joe Biden from ever being sworn in. And those texts started on November 3rd, 2020, while the votes were still being counted, they were texting Mark Meadows with all this BS about Italy is controlling the votes from somewhere in the mountains of Italy to George Soros to Venezuela, all this, that, you know what, crazy stuff. Again, they were, and Mark Meadows was right in the middle of it. He was the ringleader.
Bill, were any of those messages suggestions to perhaps getting more voters than Joe Biden?
Yes. Electors, fake electors, slates of electors. The whole waterfront, if you will, right? And but again, 34 Republican members of Congress were actively engaged in this conspiracy to overthrow the United States government, working with the chief of staff of the president of the United States.
Bill, I'm sorry to interrupt. You see, our own U.S. senator from the great state of Wisconsin was pressuring one of the false Trump electors and apparently the entire Wisconsin Republican legislature to assert more control and basically declare their ability to cast the electoral votes on behalf of the will of the Republican legislature instead of the will of the Wisconsin voters. What do you think about Rojo's latest?
No. That's in front of the Supreme Court right now. That's this whole independent state legislator theory, which is absolutely crazy, nuts, unconstitutional. And Rojo is one of the big supporters of that. And by the way, I have to say, you have the best state chair in the entire country and Ben Wickler in Wisconsin. So I'm so glad he was on the show. He's a good friend. He's a great guy. We need more state chairs like him. If we had him in New York, there'd be no George Santos, baby.
Bill, who do you like, Packers or Detroit Lions this Sunday?
Flip a coin, baby. I don't know.
Come on, man. Always bet on the cheeseheads. Bill Press.
All right.
Always bet on the Bill Press podcast, dropping every Tuesday. Thanks for coming around, Bill. We'll talk real soon.
Good
Thanks, Bill.
Guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
Kevin! I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
The Shaw 101 FM. Your fix.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin DNR is asking you for help in spotting bear dens. It's part of a study that started last year and will provide new estimates of reproductive rates for black bears in each of the state's management zones. People are urged to report any information online about known black bear dens without approaching or entering them. Wisconsin currently has a bear population around 26,000, with hunters harvesting close to 4,000 each year. The state's residents now have until February 28th to comment on the draft Wisconsin Wolf Management Plan. The current plan, considered outdated, was written in 1999 and then slightly altered in 2007. The DNR says the goal is to ensure the state's wolf population remains healthy and secure while balancing the interests of the public. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night, 123-113. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. Lows around 30. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 32. Chance for snow showers tomorrow night. Lows around 15. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
If there's a theme of today's show, it's the GOP is in disarray.
It's they so really true. Are.
They really are. Are they not? We do not over-conflate this. But this has been just a terrible news cycle after news cycle. Really, life got really bad when Donald Trump came on the scene. And it's all been downhill from there.
You know, I think he just kind of, you know, he's like pulled all of this to the surface, you know? I mean, he allowed all these people to be who they really, really want to be. And, you know, the Republican Party, the megas, they've been technically cultivating this for a very long time. So and when you put people in office that who are, you know, that don't want to govern, that think that governance is bad, that think the federal government is bad, yet they want, you know, they want to get paid, they want the benefits, they want to do the job, but they don't want to, what, don't want to actually govern, then he shouldn't be surprised when they vote to not govern. That's what they want to do.
So Donald Trump, if I understand you, Dom, it's kind of like that skin cleaning product you always see on the Facebook feeds where, you know, like you rub it on your face and all the blackheads, all the pimples, all the stuff that comes out of your pores just rises to the surface. Right? That is Donald Trump, and the blackheads and the pimples in this case would be the Republicans, especially those that serve in the U.S. House, at least if they ever get their you-know-what together, if there ever is another U.S. House. Because until they vote to recognize themselves through establishment of a leader, they do not yet exist. Well, there is no new Congress.
It's one thing to see how long this takes. I mean, what was the longest was, what, several months, I believe, way back in the day?
Go for it.
We haven't done it for 100 years. This is the first time a speaker has lost in the first vote or the first time. So it's gone like this. So, you know, this is somewhat uncharted grounds, man. And I'm not clear that Kevin McCarthy has an actual path forward. I don't know how he cuts the deals. When you got people that are never going to vote for you, ever, 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 no matter what, and they'd vote for all the same Trumpy things you want, they just are not going to vote for you. You can't give enough away to get them to vote for you.
Okay, let's say you're moving into a condo and you need the approval of at least half the board members, right? And all the tenants get one vote, one equal vote. Would you start moving into the condo if you knew you had opposition for more than half of the condo board members? Would you just wing it and tell the movers to start putting stuff
There is a fake it till you make it philosophy. I mean, maybe he thinks that if he's there somehow by osmosis, he will become the speaker. But think about everybody else, man. The congressman elect, they're with their families, maybe some elder parents and young kids. You know, here it's a big day for us, and they're sitting around. What are they going to, keep the hotel room, keep that tab ticket, keep the dinners going? I mean, it's going to start wearing on all sorts of people in all sorts of different ways the longer this crap show rolls on. And honestly, they get weaker and weaker and more dysfunctional with every passing minute.
Do you think George Santos is either dead or not dead? Mom is thinking that George, you know, he keeps saying he got elected to Congress, but no proof thereof.
I saw that he didn't go into his office or near the office because, what, he had press there today. I mean, it's going to be a miserable existence for that dude, no matter what comes down.
Did you see the thing, the Journal Sentinel here in the great state of Wisconsin? They had some embedded video. You told me about it. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson flying into Mitchell and apparently being confronted by an activist. What was that about, Dom?
Oh, the activist, and Ron Johnson was accompanied by four police officers. I would remind you, or tell the audience if you didn't know, back in the day when Rojo used to come around, hell, half the time on Bray Street in Milwaukee, he would come in alone, walk into the studio by himself. Now he's walking through the airport with four cops. So, you know, maybe that's a reflection of your life decisions, Mr. Johnson. But the activist, a citizen with her phone, was asking Ron Johnson how his chief of staff is still on the payroll, you know, regarding this is her beef or grievance being this phony elector scam and his staff's involvement in it, and certainly his as well.
Do you think Ron takes the four staffers when he goes down to Vicki McKenna's show?
The four cops he was walking with? I don't know. And so
I haven't seen that many cops.
I mean, flying in and out of Mitchell a couple times a year, man. He ended up leaving the scene, ducking into a stairwell with the police officers to avoid this lady who was asking him some legitimate questions.
Now you understand why Rojo insists on flying private jet owned by his children with a great tax break. You're welcome, Grandpa.
That he voted for. Yes, yes.
844-967-2789. Is that Andy in the cube? Make sure that's Andy. I don't want to get it wrong. We'll get to the phones in just a minute. Be like, I believe, Andy in the cue at 844-967-2789. I'm not sure how this resolution comes down. Will there be resolution? Will there be a speaker? Or will this Republican Party just spiral out of control? I mean, the people elected them. This is what they wanted. This is your representation.
Yeah, I think people like Matt Gaetz, they're doing what they think those, you know, hard right mega Republicans want him to do. But again, that's also contradictory to, you know, the cult leader. I mean, if a cult leader tells you to drink the Kool-Aid and you don't drink the Kool-Aid, you're not much of a cult leader. I mean, you know, Donald Trump went out there on Truthy Socials and said, "Hey, support my Kevin," and Matt Gaetz said, "Sad." You know what I mean? So if Matt Gaetz isn't afraid of Donald Trump, who's gonna be?
Well, not Bill Press. Bill Press has got that part right. I mean, he saw this one coming from miles away. I think we've got some clarity on the callers. 844-967-2789. Andy, the most patient from Beaver Dam. Welcome back, Andy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Andy.
Well, I think it's going to be a bright year for Civic Radio and the Devils. You'll have Green Bay opened up before the end of the month, probably.
Well, and, I'd like to think. And in the playoffs, right. No doubt. Talking about the Packers, right. Not just the radio yeah. stations.
No. It's all good. But Bill Press, I don't know what it would take to get him to come to Madison, but that guy would definitely draw, and especially when you got all these people all over the state involved in the Civic Radio, you know, this guy could, you know, I mean, you'd be...
We're going to wait till the weather gets nicer, Andy. I mean, who wants to party when it's... One week it's snowing, the next
July,
week you're...
You know.
Bomb cyclone. Yeah, so we'll right. we'll bring him, yeah, you know, for one of the summer festivals. We'll make it Bill Press Day.
Right. Right, that would be great, because that guy he has so much insight, and he's just, he's a real blast, you know. I mean, he just tells it like it is, and he's not afraid, you know.
Well, Andy, and he likes partying with these Cowboys, I'm telling you. Bill Press can party, and the Devil's Advocates like to party, so we got that in common, if nothing else. And we know you like to party as well, Andy. It is always a political party up here at 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County, man. Welcome to the party, pal.
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing there?
Good, man.
Curdy, I got to tease you on this. I mean, I smell what you're stepping in, so I'm going to. And you're just not. You know what? How about them Packers, man? Yes, sir. I just had to say that, you know.
What about my Packers are going to the playoffs? What kind of trash are you talking about?
Detroit first, Rico.
I'm not talking any. I'm on your side. Don't
okay.
you understand?
All right.
No, I just felt like you kept bringing the Packers up and wasn't getting a whole lot of enthusiasm. So I just wanted to say, how about them Packers, man? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it every day.
You know,
it seems like deja vu.
Dominic and I went to a tattoo parlor in Madison, Wisconsin to get our very first tattoos. We share a birthday weekend. He actually shares a birthday with Donald Trump. I have a normal birthday. I share it with Herbert Walker Bush. But we went to a tattoo joint, and I just got some weird Mexican sunshine off the wall. And Dom got the Detroit D on his shoulder, the first of many tattoos for him, my one and only. But Dom wears the colors. And they haven't won since he got that tattoo. That was his 28th birthday, Rico. That's been going on 25 years. And I don't think Detroit's won the Central since then.
Yeah. You got that right.
I think they made the playoffs once, Rico. Hey, listen, but we can always hope. Any political thoughts today, Rico?
Oh, God, where do I start? I just love this stuff about Rojo, man. Just more and more and more and more come out. What could you say about this guy? And how in God's green earth did he even get elected again? There's just this, oh, my God. Well, where do you start with a guy? Where do you really start with a guy like Ron? I called in. I nominated him for the douchebag. Still say he should have won. I mean, that was
some tough competition, though, Rico. We certainly appreciate the nomination, but CJ, that's a tough one to beat. But thank you for playing along. We certainly appreciate it. You can play along as well. 844-967-2789.
If you're late to the party, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin reportedly, through the January 6 transcripts, according to the testimony of Andrew Hitt, the former Republican Party chair here in the state of Wisconsin, Rojo's coup plot, and it seemed like he was sort of singular in this, but I don't know, maybe he had some Trump lawyer, maybe Jim Troupas, supporting this effort. But Rojo's bright idea was effectively have the state legislature pick. Will the voters be damned? I mean, the 4-3 decision had already come down at the Wisconsin Supreme Court before the fraudulent Trump electors ever cast their lot at the Capitol that day on December 14th of 2020. And it's ironic, the coverage. Oh, they had a hard time getting into the locked Capitol, because if you'll recall, Don, we had a similar case, and our defense was going to be to call the false Trump electors, the fraudulent criminal Trump electors, and Andrew Hitt, through counsel, was like, please, please, please don't make me testify. And the ADA here in Dane County apparently dropped charges 13th hour. You know, way to drag us out for 18 months before you got around to dropping it. Right. So, anyways, you know how
it goes. Well, of course, because if they got into the building, we got in the building, then we have to testify under oath about the circumstances of getting in that building. But that testimony that you referenced from the Wisconsin, the former Wisconsin GOP leader, talking with the communications person and you know, not really looking forward to this whole plot, you know, worried this is not going to work or they're up to no good, but ultimately what decided to get in separate cars and talk about which three of the Capitol building rooms to hide in while they kept their mouths shut about trying to do this whole deal at the advice of attorney Rudy Giuliani. I mean, these are the folks that were conspiring to do this that ultimately did it. And if you are not going to walk into the Capitol and have a press conference and stand by what you believe to be right and constitutional and righteous, then you're up to no good. And you don't deserve to be anywhere near the halls of power. And the old boss is just like the new boss, Brian Shimmy. Now the new Wisconsin GOP head was also having these very same conversations with Giuliani and others regarding this conspiracy to overthrow the government and the will of the people.
Well, Dominic, I would say the testimony of Andrew Hitt might have been a little self-serving in that Andrew Hitt eventually did sign off. He was a fraudulent Trump elector. Mark Jefferson, the one he bemoan the plot to, was also in the room when the false elector scheme was being signed off on in the Wisconsin State Capitol. You know, so any after the fact regrets expressed during testimony, very self-serving. You know what I mean? Trying to keep his ass out of jail. Charged, never convicted. We'll see with you, Andrew Hitt. Maybe you as well, Rojo. Come back. One last segment of the Devil's Advocates. You can be a part. 844-96-PARTY.
Yeah, I was not involved in this at all, you know. So I don't know why you're even asking questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, last segment of this hump day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, 2 days ago on this program, we had Judge Everett Mitchell. He is a Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate. And after he left the airwaves with me, he informed me that he was aware that Daniel Bice was writing what... you know, Daniel Bice has become famous for, which is sort of a Page Six style hit piece. And the allegations against the judge, Everett Mitchell, is that he had non-consensual sex with his ex-wife. It was brought up during a custody dispute, and he apparently won over the court because he was given primary placement of the child, despite the allegation by the ex-wife against him. Here is how he responded to the charges in the Journal Sentinel. And when I say charges, allegations, there were no charges whatsoever leveled. So I just want to be clear on the language I use. Unequivocally, no, I never abused Marin. I never hurt Marin. I never assaulted her whatsoever, Mitchell said in a recent interview. All of this came up when she was trying to get our daughter. It was never brought to my attention until she started swinging accusations when she did not get approval to move our daughter out of state. So these are allegations. It was a horrible divorce by the ex-wife's own admission in the quote she gives. Here's what she said specifically. It was a horrible divorce. It was filled with pain from the death of my sister. It was filled with some mental health challenges across the board. That's what the lady said of her own divorce. Subsequently, the child in question is thriving. She's in college, doing quite well for herself. Both parties remarried and have children that are thriving and apparently get along with one another, according to the reporting I've read. So it's an allegation made in the court record, but it was not substantiated with any charges or criminal sort of allegations. And the person at the receiving end says, did not happen. Didn't happen. And the ex-wife says, you know what, judge him, and specifically says in this article, judge him by the work he has done as a judge. You know, tell me if he's qualified as a judge. I think that's probably good advice. Everett Mitchell will be extended time to respond on the air. I wanted to let you know, we're not failing to acknowledge this. The guy was just on our show 2 days ago, didn't know it was going to drop when he appeared. I don't think he was hiding it from me. In fact, I think he regrets he didn't bring it to my attention sooner, because he would have wanted to address it publicly. So we will give him the opportunity. I've extended a time. We'll see if it works into a schedule. It'll be in the very short run, though. 844-967-2789. Got some friends waiting. Don't see CJ, so mostly friends just waiting. 844-96-PARTY. Wisco Paul, you're always welcome at the party, pal. How you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Well, thank you, Devils. I appreciate it. Boy, I tell you, the Congress is a mess. I don't think the Republicans, well, they don't. They don't govern. I've never really seen anything like this. I guess they got to go back to the Civil War. Believe it or not, that's before I was born. Rojo, I can't believe Rojo is a sitting senator for this state. It just boggles my mind, boys. I don't know how he won. Maybe the Democratic Party can learn something from how they lost this guy. It's an amazing thing.
Wisco, Paul, I would encourage you to read. There's a very recent Time magazine article specifically about Mandela's candidacy. And my takeaway is maybe a little different than Ben Wickler. He's quoted in the piece. I'm just a casual observer. Ben Wickler said effectively he got outspent at critical times that Mandela did, that there were national funders, and there was even an implication that he was too progressive, and they're worried if they, you know, give too much power to the progressive side of the party that they'll lose control. And the big donors like to have a little control over the Democrats, just like the donors like to have control over the Republicans. But I think it was Mordecai Lee, one of the quoted parties, I believe from UW-Madison, he said, you know what, the Democrats should have learned back in the John Kerry race that you got to fight fire with fire. You've got to respond in real time. And if you didn't strategically plan to respond to the inevitable attacks on you know, you're black, you're easy on bail, Kenosha, I mean, they knew all of these accusations were coming. And I love Mandela Barnes. As a dude, I wish he was my U.S. senator. But I can tell you, the brain trust, when I was reaching out in real time, Wisco Paul, saying, come on, man, give me something stronger than peanut butter sandwiches, they did not. And they did not choose to place him on Lefty Talk Radio. They had other ideas. And maybe it was dialing for dollars. Maybe the guy had a totally dial for dollars, Paul. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is they could have responded in real time. There were platforms available. And part of the brain trust decision-making process, they were very satisfied with their response in August and in September when I said, hey, consider something different.
Those people should never run another campaign for anybody ever again, period. Never, because he wasn't fully vetted to begin with. They had to know this stuff was coming. They didn't use your radio station. They didn't preach to the choir. And they couldn't turn out the vote in Milwaukee, Crudy. So I'm stuck with Jaron Johnson, a treasonist as senator. Before I get any more off the deep end here, thanks for listening to me, and have a great night.
Thank you, Wisco.
All right, Paul. Thanks,
I suspect Corey Koslosky will fight in future employment. I mean, really, Mandela outperformed the polls. It was so close. I mean, this 2020 hindsight, it stings because he could have won. Otherwise, if he got crushed, it wouldn't matter. Look at Dan Kelly.
Al from Stoughton, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, maybe this is a question for tomorrow, but regarding the circus over on the Republican side of the House of Representatives, I'm not a political strategist, but what would keep the 212 Democrats in the House to privately caucus, come up with the name of a moderate Republican, and put that name forward for nomination and see if they could get six Republicans to vote with them, and we end up with a moderate Republican Speaker of the House?
I'm not sure. I think at this point, because McCarthy is the caucus chair, he may still control the flow of what's happening on the floor. I mean, they're the party in power, the Republicans are, although they can't seemingly elect a speaker, but he has been elected caucus chair. He may control the vote on the floor. But ultimately, if they, you know, once it starts, you can pipe up. You could vote for Dominic.
Dems have no reason to get in right now and save the Republicans from themselves, Al. That's my answer. Thank you, Bill Press. Thank you, Ben Wickler. Stick around. We have more programming next, and we'll be back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM.